This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas, and joining me now is Beth Bobbitt, Public Relations Manager with Walton Arts Center. Hi, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, so we've just kind of gotten back to work after a long holiday break, and the Walton Arts Center was closed and kind of slow.
Right, and yes, we've picked things back up. Got a couple shows in January. Right away, we have Catch Me If You Can next week. We've got 8 performances, January 8th through the 13th. And this show, have you seen the movie?
I have seen the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio,
yes.
Tom Hanks.
So it is based on that movie. It follows pretty closely to the storyline. It's a fascinating story. It's inspired by the real life of Frank Abagnale Jr. And spoiler alert, you know, for those that haven't seen the movie, but he forged and cashed about $2.5 million worth of bad checks, posed as an airline pilot, doctor, lawyer, all before the age of 21. And
And this was what, in the 60s?
It was
so
in the
60s. That's a lot of money,
it's
$2 million.
A lot of money now,
right.
Let alone back then, yeah.
Right.
So ultimately he was caught and served time in prison, and now he's actually working with the FBI. This guy has a really fascinating life. So I love the story itself. But for Broadway lovers, it's kind of that Broadway-Hollywood dream team because the creative staff have worked on everything. The directors, Jack O'Brien from Hairspray, The Full Monty. The choreographer is Jerry Mitchell, who is working on Kinky Boots on Broadway right now. So it's really, the music is all original. It's got that jazzy 60s swinging, you know, fun feel. The costumes are great. The girls are leggy. It's just a fun, just really wonderful show.
So we say leggy. Can we imagine, you know, some fun kind of kicks?
Lots of kick lines and lots of fun costumes. And, yeah, it'll just take you back to the 60s. Very retro feeling.
I'm imagining bright colors
yes.
and whatnot, too.
Yes. Yeah. Their artwork has, you know, it's like bright pink blues. So it's very bright and splashy.
Right. Okay. And that starts on?
The 8th.
On the 8th.
Yes. And it runs through the 13th. And I do want to mention we have this really fun contest. We've never really done anything like this. But if you buy tickets, you can register online, use the code GETAWAY, or by phone. And that registers you to win 2 airline tickets to anywhere in the U.S. But the deadline is tomorrow, Friday, January 4th, for that.
Okay. So buy your ticket today or tomorrow.
Yes.
And you automatically get registered for 2 plane tickets to anywhere
yes.
in the United
Big prize.
States. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. And then January is, you know, it's kind of slow. We're getting...
Right.
Getting back into the groove of things.
We've got one more show in January. The Oberlin Dance Collective is here. They present The Velveteen Rabbit, which is, again, based on the book and, you know, brings these characters to life on stage. What's really fun about this show is that we use local dancers in the performance, in both the school performances and the public performances. So we've auditioned these, you know, these kids. They have this great skill set for dancing, and they get this real-life theater experience. So that's kind of cool to have that local.
The Velveteen Rabbit, it's sort of a sad story.
It is, but it's heartwarming at the same time. Yeah. And yeah.
So this will be a kid-friendly show then?
Yes, 5 and up. It's appropriate, you know, bring your infants. It's a $10 ticket, so, you know, it's great for an introduction if your child has never seen anything live.
Okay, and when is that?
January 19th.
January 19th.
Yes.
Okay. And then that's followed by, there's a Sona performance, I believe. Do you?
Correct. Yes. That, I don't know if I have the date. So check our website.
Okay.
The
okay.
Sona
we'll
website
check it. We'll
that.
Check it.
Yes. And then I also wanted to mention we had Cedar Lake, the ballet company here, and that show has been canceled. So if you do have tickets, you should have been notified, but just know that.
Right.
That
if you have
canceled.
A program or something,
right.
don't expect to walk up and
exactly.
buy tickets. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. And then it looks like things pick up pretty quickly next month. The
yes.
next Broadway show is
Memphis. Yeah. At the beginning of February 5th through the 10th, which is my all-time favorite Broadway show. It is phenomenal. It's like this bluesy, you know, it's all about the music and the time during the 50s in Memphis. We also have Voces 8, February 15th. Potted Potter on the 16th and 17th. We had 3 performances
now,
of that.
I've been driving by West Street and, you know, by the Walton Arts Center
yes.
on West Street, and I've seen the, I guess, the poster for it.
Right.
What is Potted
this
Potter?
This show is hilarious. It's... 7, okay, so it's all 7 books done in 70 minutes by 2 actors. And so it's I mean, it's comedy, it's improv. It's going to be hilarious. They have, they say they have a lot of interactive elements, a game of Quidditch. So for Harry Potter fans and just, you know, people that are young at heart, this is going to be a great. Then we have Grace Kelly Quintet, February the 16th. That's a great jazz show. She's this 20-year-old saxophone prodigy. She's amazing. The Little Prince on February 19th.
And then That's one of my favorites.
Oh, really? Yes. I've never actually read the book. We were just talking about that. Well, yeah, that'll be great. And then Hair, February 22nd and 23rd. And that brings us into March.
Okay. So, all right.
Busy time.
Yeah. And people can find out more?
Yes, waltonartcenter.org or calling the box office at 443-5600.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
Beth Bobbitt is Public Relations Manager with Walton Arts Center. And this is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Rogers, Fort Smith, and Green Forest. Ozarks at Large is a production of KUAF. I'm Christina Thomas. Tomorrow, Friday, my co-host Kyle Kellums will be joining me for an all-new edition of Daily Ozarks. For now, happy Thursday, and thank you so much for listening.